The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you. Yeah.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff. How are you, Ruth? Haven't seen you
I'm
since
fine,
last year.
I'm fine. Yes.
It's a pleasure. I always like to start the show telling people what Project Independence is in the town of North Hempstead. And it's the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. And that is done in very many ways. And one of the main ones is 311. Anytime you have a question in reference to anything, call 311 and they will direct you to an organization that we're already a partner with, or look around for a new one. We have transportation for shopping and for medical visits, which is tremendous, especially like last week after the snow.
Oh, I'm sure.
You might drive, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if you're a little bit nervous, take a car service. And we've had over 200,000 car service appointments in the town since we initiated it.
Wow.
And that's amazing.
That's really
some
fantastic.
Some of it's half price. That's great. Some of it's half price and some of it's totally free. But, you know, for a senior, why step out on this ice?
Of course.
And then maybe have to park at the end of the parking lot for your doctor visit or to go shopping. When they'll drop you off right in front of the building. They'll drop you right in
how
front
much,
of the store.
How long before the ride is someone supposed to call?
You should call. I always tell people call 48 hours. You literally can call that morning. But unfortunately, you know, if on a snowy day, if half the town is looking for doctor's appointments, then you're going to have to just get online. But 48 hours, if you know you're going shopping on Thursday, call them on Tuesday. And they'll
bring
you to...
That's a great idea.
Oh, they'll bring
really
you to one of the major
idea.
Centers. Like in Great Neck, they bring you to, I think, the Garden Center, where Best Market is. And then you'll have the drugstore. You can get your hair done. There's a barber
for
the men.
And you can eat, too. I think there are restaurants.
Yep, there's restaurants around there. They're not going to take you to an individual store, because that's defeating the purpose. Then, you know, have somebody in your family if you just want to run to, you know.
So they take you only to shopping centers?
Shopping centers where, yes, multiple centers. King Cullen Center. I mean, there's a lot of different ones all through the town. And actually, that would be the advisory boards.
I think Project Independence is a fantastic thing. And I think that's the only one in the country, as far as I know.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a few little startups here and there, but nothing to the you know, size of Project Independence. I mean, Project Independence is 10 years. 10 years in the making.
It was a wonderful idea. Whoever thought of it and implemented it was a fantastic idea. It's truly unique. Yeah,
I wasn't around. It was Madge Kaplan, who has passed away maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And my understanding is she started it. It was called NORC. It was just like in one building in New Hyde Park. One area. Oh, it was one area. No, I thought it was an apartment building. And then from there, it just expanded because people saw how vital it was. And then through John Kamen and then Supervisor Bosworth, both supervisors, they kept going for grants. They kept going. So, you know, now it's a full staff of people. You name it. I mean, some of these exercise programs, these balance programs for seniors, the advisory board, just to touch on that for a few minutes, there's 6 advisory boards.
And that's, what do you mean there are 6 advisory boards?
There's 6 advisory boards. They broke the town into 6. So there's an advisory board for a division. So like in Great Neck, Manhasset, Plandome area, there's an advisory board. Uh-huh. There's one over in Westbury. There's one in Mineola, because each region of the town doesn't require the same services.
Right, right.
Great Neck is very apartment heavy for the seniors. So Shari is involved with mobility. They wound up adding, I think it's 4 or 5 seconds. You know when the lights start blinking? Well, in Great
Neck,
those lights have 5 seconds more because it's such a transient, pedestrians walking.
It seems a short time to walk.
It's still
walk.
Short enough, but there's legally how you can't make it, you know, 3 minutes. Whereas that's not an issue in Westbury.
I think the lights are longer in Manhattan.
That's possible. It's very possible.
Because there are more pedestrians.
There's more pedestrians. So, and that's what the advisory groups are for. Because you don't need that in Westbury, or you don't need it necessarily
in
Mineola.
And how often do these advisory groups meet?
Monthly. They meet monthly, the same time each month. So I don't have the dates in front of me, but just say it's the third Thursday is Great Neck. Mm-hmm. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's always the same. And the advisory group is something, again, it's 311. That's the phone number. You call 311. ask them to go on the advisory. There's usually about 15 to 20 people at these advisory meetings. You're not obligated to talk.
It's probably
listen.
Very interesting.
It's very interesting. And at the same time, if you do decide to say, you know, I have an opinion or a suggestion, you're going to see that nobody's going to, who are you, Ruth? They'll say, good idea. We'll take it under advisement. Then
so
it works its way
out. They're
very
positive.
Because everybody has the same goal in mind. The whole purpose of this is to take and bring to our seniors in this town, you know, whatever we can. I mean, today we have going to have three different guests coming on. We have Congressman Tom Suozzi. We have Carmine DeSena, who is...
Carmine DeSena.
DeSena, excuse me. Thank you very much. Who we're going to be discussing stress management with. And we have Andrew Cohen, who is the administrator of TRI Business and Career Center, which are people who help volunteer.
I think it's the Rehabilitative Institute.
Right,
they have a little experience with it.
Yeah,
so
that's what TRI. But they go. The name goes by TRI Business and Center.
TRI.
But and everything is geared towards the senior.
It's wonderful.
And it really is. At the end of the day, I've seen it. I've come across it so many times since I've been involved. And then from my perspective, we have the Project SAFE program, which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. So,
I'm not familiar with that. What
okay,
program?
Project SAFE, we've gone around and do seminars at the senior centers. Christina was involved. We've done, I think it's three radio TV segments. And actually, they're going to do more in February. Where we
and
bring,
are you involved in that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you're a financial advisor.
Yes. We bring people from all sorts of governmental. We have actually coming up, we're going to have somebody from the Department of Labor, somebody from the Federal Trade Commission, somebody from the Attorney General's office.
It sounds fascinating.
All these, because everybody's out there trying to separate seniors from their money. And it's a disgrace.
Of course.
And so whatever bit we can come up with to help people out. And most of these people are volunteers. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. And they've come on the radio show.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful.
I don't know how many senior centers there are in town, but when you have a lunch at a senior center, you have 100 people. So you go and you make a presentation.
I don't think it's called the senior center anymore. I think it's called the social center because nobody likes to think of themselves as a senior.
Ruth, I'm president of the Great Neck Social Center. Now I'm really in trouble. I know that, but I always refer to it as a senior.
I was referring to Great Neck.
No,
I'm
I know.
Sorry.
I know it's a social center, but I always get in trouble for that. But no, I agree it's a social center. But what happens is, and these community programs are so wonderful because if you have a friend there and you're sitting at lunch, you may not have come to one of these meetings. But I tell people all the time, use your friends for advice. I'm not saying make the decision off your friend because they're not a educated. Not they're educated, don't get me wrong. But you should turn around and say, John, the other day somebody called me and said I should send $500 for this. And I would say, Ruth, I'm not sure, but it sounds crazy. Maybe call an attorney, call a CPA, call 311. Don't just do it. And that's where your friends are so important in these communities because there's so many people.
Very good advice. Very good advice.
And it's this time of year. See, unfortunately, seniors, you're a mobile person, but a lot aren't.
So I'm grateful that I'm mobile.
Yeah. So in the winter months, it's dark, it's dreary. You know, some nights with the snow and 3 or 4 o'clock, it's jet black.
I know.
You get a phone call. A nice young man on the other end. Hello, how are you tonight? Oh, and you're going to turn and say, oh, it's chilly in the house. I know, it's terrible. My mom, this. And
but it makes a person feel good. It's such a humane program. It's amazing.
That's the most important thing. And to avoid the scam, which is, it's so prevalent out there. And then the other thing, which is one of the most exciting things with Christina here, is the co-host programs we have. For the radio show.
It's
I mean, that's
wonderful.
How we've become
I love
friends.
It.
I've met so many people, lovely people.
It's great fun.
And what it is you and every other co-host offer another opinion. Think about it. And if Otto was here, or if Jerry was here, or whoever, all the other ones we have, his opinion's different than yours, and rightfully so.
So that makes it interesting.
100%.
Right.
Because, you know, as we talk and we've gone through it, I'll say something and you'll add something to it or say, John, this is what happens. And that's great. That's what it's supposed to be. You know, any sort of informational TV or radio program has to focus on the people.
I agree. And it's social.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's so important, especially when someone gets older.
Right. And the best way to learn, in my mind, from a social perspective, for a senior, is not to be dictated to. You know, I don't learn by you telling me you have to do this. But if I listen to you talk, and when Andrew's here later on, I listen to you and Andrew talk from rehabilitation, I say, that's interesting. Look what they're talking about. Oh, that's a good idea.
That's true. That's true.
And it just evolves.
I find these programs to be wonderful and very interesting and educational and informative. And the time goes so quickly.
Absolutely. Right, and it would be that because if he, you know, the important thing is we all have to realize, and it's very difficult, you know, it's the advances we have made in this world, technologically, financially, et cetera, doesn't seem to be step in step with seniors' happiness. Okay? I mean, there's depression, and why? Because they still feel lost at the
end of the day. And there's so much change in seniors' lives.
Oh.
I mean, if you don't have a job anymore,
right.
You don't have some friends, and they've passed away, or in some family. So there are so many changes to get used to, and it's difficult. It's very difficult.
I've seen that. Unfortunately, when I have clients in their 80s, you know, but all of a sudden another friend passed away, the children. And that can't be helped in this world today. They're in different states.
Right.
Because if my job is transferring me, if I'm with IBM and I say, okay, you have to go to Seattle, that's my livelihood. I have to go to Seattle. I'm sorry, Ma.
Right.
And so they feel lost. And that's why I think like the Social Center in Great Neck, there's one in Glen Cove, all these places are so important for seniors.
I agree. And with the political climate now in Washington, it's not humane.
No.
So this is wonderful. This is precious, really
precious.
No, and
it's the truth. Like, really. And what people have to accept more and more is there are places and people that are willing to help and are trustworthy.
Right.
Okay? And especially when it comes through a government, you know there's a certain degree of vetting. You know, even the people on the radio show, we're not putting people on the radio show. We're not endorsing anybody on the radio show. And by no means are we pushing anybody on the radio show. You're coming on this show strictly to offer your advice, which is technically your opinion.
Right.
And that's the end of it. By no means, you'll never hear you, Ruth, or myself saying, oh, you have to go and buy something from this person or go to this doctor.
No. Definitely.
They're here to share, which is so important for seniors. And that's why, you know, this show keeps growing in listenership because people will pass, where'd you hear that? I heard it on the radio. Where'd you hear
that?
Right. I heard it on the radio. And you know, which is just wonderful. And the rest of the time, you know, this station here has wonderful music. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to an early break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.